Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married
to each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Information and statements regarding certain dietary supplements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health condition. Content on our podcast is for reference purposes only and is not intended to substitute for advice given by a physician, pharmacist, or other licensed healthcare professional. You should not use this information as self-diagnosis or for treating a health problem or disease. Contact your healthcare provider immediately if you suspect that you have a medical problem. All that to say, I am an ACE-certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor with a specialty in sports nutrition. So today's topic is something I am super passionate about, and I'm so excited to talk with you about it today, not only because of what we might possibly face with COVID-19, but just in your day-to-day life. And we hope all of you are staying safe and healthy. And today, we're going to pick up where we left off in our last episode in regards to our immune system. Other things that help fight and build your immunity, colloidal silver is great. Elderberry is a really great immune booster, and it's a berry just like amla. I don't know how to pronounce it, is a berry. When you eat berries, you fight so much disease. It's awesome. So keep those berries coming. And we're releasing some cooking videos as well, just on our stories. So check that out. But basically, if you soak your berries in vinegar water to rinse them, and then you lay them out to dry and let them air dry, you can keep them in your refrigerator and they won't go bad. If you wash berries and you're not ready to eat them, they will go bad. But if you wash them with vinegar and you let them completely dry and then put them in your fridge, then you can just reach in and grab berries all throughout the day. Another thing that really helps inflammation, and you've probably heard this one a lot, is green tea. And it's in its best form as ECGC. ECGC is a great antioxidant, zinc as well. Zinc is a huge immune booster and a disease fighter and can also help with like fighting viruses. So zinc is really good. Now, if you feel that you have something coming on, like I've always heard, like you can do echinacea and rose hips and things like that. Those types of things, I've always heard take echinacea at the beginning of, you know, or like an airborne, if you've ever tried the airborne effervescent supplements. Those are usually good at the onset of a cold or something like that. I read this from AnneLouise.com, and this is a quote from AnneLouise.com, and I thought it was a really fun thing to learn. Echinacea combined with elderberry is a dynamic duo. A Czech study of more than 400 people with early flu symptoms found it was more effective than Tamiflu/placebo combination, with 90% of people experiencing symptom relief and shorter duration of the flu. This powerful combination also proved effective against avian influenza virus and other upper respiratory infections. So when we're looking at the coronavirus, that is a respiratory infection virus. I thought that was really good information. I did learn some other interesting things from her article that I personally have not been as familiar with or have used myself. So I'm going to include the link in the show notes to her article, but she mentioned things that are helpful in fighting viruses, things like magnesium chloride, monolaurin, olive leaf extract, selenium, magnesium, and iodine, and she did a great explanation of oil of oregano. So make sure you check that out. Another thing that I want you to include in your diet are garlic and onions. There are some really nice disease-fighting elements in garlic and onions, and they make your food taste delicious. So that's all great. Another thing that I read a lot about, and again, like I'm such a picky eater, so like I don't eat bone broth or chicken broth, chicken soup. I don't eat mushrooms, but I have read that regularly eating blanched white button mushrooms, that they can help improve your immunity. And there's a lot of less common varieties of mushrooms that appear to attack viruses and cancer cells. And so there are a lot of healing properties in mushrooms, and they're using them medicinally and adding them into foods that you can find at the health food stores. I've also read things like Eleuthero and Asian ginseng and American ginseng and astragalus. Those are also herbs that you could check into to see if they might be helpful in boosting your immune system. Again, all this you'll need to check with your doctor. And a lot of the herbal supplements are not USDA approved because of the inconsistency of the dosage that could potentially be there. Just remember, more is not always better in the case of supplements. Read those labels. I've got more to tell you, but we're going to wrap that up for today, and we will continue it on our next episode. So make sure you are subscribed and tune in and catch the next one. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter and on all social platforms. We are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.